In late 1994, just as his telephonic marathons with Clift were ending, Mitnick once again came within a whisker of getting caught. He was in Seattle, living under the name Brian Merrill and working at a local hospital, earning $1,900 a month as a computer troubleshooter. Two investigators looking into a spate of fraudulent cell phone calls trailed him one night. The local cellular service company had seen a sudden surge in the use of cloned cell phones. The investigators traced the calls to Merrill's apartment and, using a scanning device, listened to a lengthy, spirited conversation he was having with someone in Colorado. The two men were discussing a particular computer system they were interested in cracking. The two chortled a great deal while they talked about sorting through files and modifying records. A couple of months later, still unaware that Brian Merrill was Kevin Mitnick, the Seattle police, accompanied by Secret Service agents, returned with a search warrant. After staking out the apartment for 3 hours, they broke down the door. No one was home. They seized a room full of electronic gear, a laptop, computer, modems, cell phones, battery packs, manuals, chips and chip programming equipment, and left the warrant on the kitchen table. By the time word reached Seattle from the FBI in L.A. that this was the hideout of America's most wanted cybercriminal, Mitnick had disappeared. Just where Mitnick went after leaving Seattle and before arriving in Raleigh a couple of months later isn't clear. I grilled Roscoe on this point, but he claims to know little about his friend's precise whereabouts during his time on the lam. When I first asked Susan about it, she said she thought he was in Germany. The papers were in order, she intoned in her best conspiratorial voice. A few weeks later, she confessed to having fabricated that story. At Kevin's request, of course. That was the line we had agreed I would use if anyone asked me, she said. I told her that when Shimomura's machine was cracked on Christmas Day, the attack had apparently originated from a computer at Loyola University in Chicago. But she didn't hear me, for I had uttered the S-word. Susan was worrying the topic of Shimomura again. This guy is an arrogant motherfucker, she said. How can he say that Kevin isn't very good? If he was better than Kevin, his system should have been impenetrable. I'm sure he's pissed that Kevin got into his system. It's humiliating, but that's no reason not to acknowledge the skills of your competition. If this guy was such a hotshot security expert, how come Kevin got into his computers? I had been wondering the same thing.